Podcast Fresh.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Gaming Asylum Radio. I am your host, Ryan Mello, aka Acapello, and today we'll be diving into the soundtrack of Super Mario RPG. Not the original game, but the remake. I wrapped up that game about a week ago, and I'm currently making my way through the post-game content that they put, which I think, because I'm such a diehard for this game, and it's definitely one of my favorite games of all time, I just owe it to myself to see this game through to completion. So yeah, I think I have like two or three super bosses left. But man, Jonathan Jones is just kicking my ass. I don't know what it is. I can't seem to beat him. My time button presses are not up to snuff because I did take like a week off from playing the game, and now it's like I forgot how to play, even though it's nothing really that hard. But anyway, I'll get there eventually. So the remake, man, Super Mario RPG, I can't stress enough how special this game is to me. Like, the fact that we got a remake at all is just, like, not to sound like a cliche or whatever, but it's beyond my wildest dreams. Like, this is a game that I was convinced and made peace with the fact that it's probably never coming back in any kind of way other than, like, ports and stuff to, like, you know, virtual consoles, NSO subscriptions, whatever. Like, even then, it was taking a while, and we wondered why. But I kind of made peace with the fact that, like, this is something that is definitely of its time. It was a collaborative effort between Nintendo and Square that, you know, over the years, I guess, ownership got dicey, right? Because there's a lot of characters in this game that are Square Enix characters, and, you know, the Nintendo setting is obviously Nintendo's, but, like, I think it was just a lot for these two companies to come together, but, you know, prove me wrong, because it happened. It happened, and they came together, and they made a goddamn really faithful remake to the original game. I can get into the nitty-gritty specifics of, like, what I like about it, what I don't like about it, but that's not what this is for. Today we're going to talk about the soundtrack. Alright, so it was composed by Yoko Shimomura. I've definitely mentioned her before. One of the goats to me when it comes to video game soundtracks. This woman has just done so much. You know, geez, like, name it. Like, she's done music for Final Fight, Street Fighter 2, Live Alive, which I freaking love that game when I played it last year. You know, the Kingdom Hearts series, she's been all over that thing. The Mario & Luigi series that ended, the other RPGs that they got. She's done music for Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy 15 has great music, man, and that's one of the things I fell in love with. Like, I love that game. It's my first Final Fantasy, and the music definitely helped me fall in love with that game. So, I don't know, man. Maybe it's a stretch to say without her, you know, it wouldn't have happened. Like, I wouldn't have liked Final Fantasy. That's a stretch for sure, but I think it definitely helped. Yeah, and she's also contributed to, like, Smash Brothers, in the form of, like, arrangements, right? Mario RPG is another one for the arrangement category. So, needless to say, she's just a beast when it comes to this stuff. And really excited to see what she did for the remake. And once I got through the game, it was just, she did, there was just so much done that you don't expect. Like, she extended music. She added, like, you know, different instruments to certain songs. New sections for the song, so now they're a little long. Like, it was like, what the hell? And not everything is orchestrated in this soundtrack. Like, some stuff is MIDI, and you could tell, but when it is orchestrated, man, this shit hits so goddamn good. Holy crap. I'll always love that original, you know, Super Nintendo sound font, and, you know, Super Mario RPG was one of the best uses of that sound font, but, like, this was just, what, this is just music to my ears, literally. You know what I mean. You know what the saying is, goddammit. So yeah, I just couldn't believe how good it was. It was really, really just, I was shocked, because it was like, okay, they're gonna remake the music, that's fine, but I just didn't expect to fall in love with the music as much as I did. There is an option in the game to switch between the Super Nintendo music and the new music, and I thought for sure I was gonna play with it with the Super Nintendo music on, but no, man, I never turned it off. I was always in the remake arrangement style music. So, needless to say, big fan of this soundtrack, and this was actually one of the hardest mixes to put together simply because I had a hard time letting go of songs. I really did not want to overcrowd this thing, but I also, it just, once I got to like a 2-hour mark, I was like, okay, I gotta take stuff out. And it was really hard deciding what to take out. And even then, I got it down to about an hour and 30, just under 125. So I understand it's a long listen to, but look, if you're gonna you know, listen to anything, obviously there's gonna be timestamps down below. But if I could give like my recommendations, the ones that I would really want you guys to listen to, look up or listen to Battling a Weapon Boss, Elegy, Beware of Forest Mushrooms. What else? Oh, This Is Booster's Tower is just incredible. Battling Kulex is a really cool throwback. Damn, if you guys are familiar with Final Fantasy games, like, you'll appreciate that. The Axum Rangers, Battling Smithy. There's just, oh man, there's so many that I could just go on. But yeah, definitely listen to those. So yeah, we're going to get into it, guys. Thank you for listening to me, you know, fan out about this soundtrack and this game in general. One day I will talk about it, I think, in a more in-depth detail of what I actually think about it and, you know, comparing it, how it stacks up to the original. But for now, let's enjoy the music. All right. All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Man, what a soundtrack. Just immaculate stuff. Immaculate stuff. I'm trying not to cuss. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that listen. This was by far the funnest one I've ever had to put together. It was also the hardest because, like I said, it was difficult to decide what to keep and what not to keep. There's a lot more good music on this soundtrack. I urge you guys to go out of your way and listen to it. But all the bangers were here, for sure. So yeah. Guys, follow our Instagram at Podcast Fresh. Follow our Twitter at Podcast Fresh TO. Good God, this music is sad. Follow, or email us at podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. Follow the Gaming Asylum page on Instagram. And of course, support our YouTubes at the Podcast Fresh YouTube channel and the Gaming Asylum YouTube channel. All right, guys, that's it for me. Good night.